try to maintain whatever mindfulness you can. Everything you do, no matter how small, how little the movement activity, maintain awareness. Especially the blinking of your eye. Actually, throughout the day, you all blink a lot, but you all, most of you are not aware. When you can be aware, even whatever thing you do, like you swallow your saliva, you feel thirsty, then how you move your hand to get the water, bottle or cup, everything aware. And every time you blink, a lot of things go on your face. And when you relax also, if you are aware, a lot of things happen inside your body. You need to develop that type of sensitivity or mindfulness to stabilize the city. Otherwise, it's not easy. So, that phrase which my teacher Ajahnyantra shared is the same as what Sakyamuni teach as Sati Sampajana, means mindfulness with clear comprehension, means whatever you do throughout the day, he said, we choose aware every action, every movement in the present moment. Means whatever you come to perceive, even when you are not moving, the awareness must be there. Then within our own kaya, the form and mind, a lot of things is happening. Your whole body is in a state of flux, vibration everywhere. Not only your heartbeat, pulse of life. Then every part is moving and asana. Then when you are relaxed, they are very soothing inside there. Then when you have fear, worry, anxiety, you are not relaxed, you can know. That's the power of mindfulness. And when you are able to be aware, it means most of the time you are not with the thinking and asana. You are with the awareness. That's how you progress. Then it becomes a new way of training yourself, living your life. That's why the Buddha described it very well. Sati Sampajana, standing aware, looking forward also aware, turning, bending, stretching, whatever you do, aware. Then when you wear your clothes, aware. Even when you bow, how you go down, how you come up, every movement, then how you sit, how you arise. So all this is what daily mindfulness is all about. Sati Sampajana is all about. Then the form of meditation is to stabilize that, so that when you come out of it, the sati is there. Means your mind must enter sati. I still remember in the early day, before my Monday mind collapse, it's very easy to do one. But after the Monday mind collapse, the Supra Monday Maya, there is nothing for you to do. It's so fine. But yet, you can develop it. So not an issue, not a problem. So have faith, and all this will come. The chipping of the bird, flower. Then all the vibration of nature. When you are with the awareness, you can be aware of all this. When you are not with the awareness, your mind very groggy. You think a lot of mental hindrance. So find out. When you are mindful, a lot of things you can understand. That's why mindfulness is the way to understanding things. When you don't have mindfulness, you are not sensitive. A lot of things you cannot understand. Then the heedless thinking, the sankhara activity and movement, they move on their own, like what we went through yesterday, the untrained mind. Who is living your life? Sakaya Diti. then you are being like drawn, like a cow. Huh? Everything you perceive, you stir, you react. Because it's like you are being drawn, asana. And you are so predictable. Press this button, you do that. Press that button, you do that. See this, you do that. That is not life. Life is to be with the moment in pure awareness with clarity, to see, to observe, to experience, to understand. That being decides what it wants to do. And the decision follow condition is based on his wisdom or her wisdom. It's no longer from memory, where you have a lot of habitual thinking, habitual reaction, habitual tendency. All these make you very mechanical. Understand? You know why mechanical? Automatic reaction. Yeah. Everything already with the gear, everything very mechanical. So all of your what they call expression, action, and the thing you do in life are so predictable because it's mechanical. You don't think, it's like automatic already. You know why reflex action? Pump, you will move already. But when you have the wisdom and awareness, no matter what happens, your awareness is back to your nature. Then it develops the clarity to be aware. Then it can detect a lot of things. It can sense a lot of things. Then there is no fear, nothing. You won't panic also. Then this form of mind, you know, not real. It can just die like that, no problem. So what is important is, the reality is. Understand? Huh? The reality is what is. And that is the thing that decides life. Causes and conditions like that, things will be like that. So everything you confront is based on all these causes and conditions, and mainly coming. So when you understand this, you understand life, then you understand the secret of life, then you know how to live, you know how to move, you know how to act, and you can be a blessing to all. Then life is different, meaningful. So a trained mind can develop hateful living. The untrained mind is the devil's workshop, you know. So, the heedless, they are as if dead. You don't have a chance to live the spiritual life. So all this, you should develop the understanding and determine to actually strive on with heedfulness. To do that, you must train yourself to have heedfulness first. So once heedfulness is there, you are home.